looking at today's society and seeing things that are happening around us, you know, we've definitely lost a sight of what a true man should be, what true masculinity should be, and embracing the true masculinity of men. And, you know, as the debates go on about, like, what it means to be a man, who is a man, what is a man, people are just so confused. Now they've mixed in the whole biological understanding of men with masculinity, and there are people that are going to claim to be a woman that are in reality men, but we all know that there's only two genders. There's men and women. It's just people have a very confused and misunderstood idea on what it means to be a man and how to necessarily, like, put that in practice to exercise your manhood in the world. You know what I mean? It's not a specific age, nor is it how deep your voice is or how do you carry yourself. Yeah, those come with it. But it's deeper than that. It goes down into what are you serving and what are you doing in this world to contribute as a man? And are you a leader, the type of leader who humbly, you know, serves God and serves people in the world in a positive way? Why do you guys think that it's such a confusing concept nowadays, and it's very, I guess, swayed into a whole different direction than what men should actually be?
Well, when I think about how I used to act even before personal development, before starting this podcast, when I was just like a normal middle schooler, normal high schooler growing up, like, what was the norm? The norm was to, okay, like, you kind of go to school, right? You come home, yeah. Maybe play some video games. You kind of just, like, rest, you do your homework. And it's like you get into these cycles, like these boring cycles of school and life and work. And it's just like you kind of, as a man, like, you kind of crave something outside of that. You start to use your imagination to think outside of the box, outside of things. And you start to crave and desire things outside of that. But what I feel like nowadays, why things are missing, is it's all an agenda. And that's why it's confusing. It's confusing men to be weak, to be, to chase the path of least resistance and to go down that path multiple times in order, and that leads to destruction and stuff. And so, like I said, I feel like it's an agenda, even with the whole, like, woke, like being woke and stuff like that, LGBTQ, like all that stuff is just like kind of,
it's like, messing with people's
with people's heads and stuff and confusing people. Like, they think there's like this super neutral part in society. Everyone's right, everyone's wrong. Like, there's nothing even, like, it's not subjective. Like, there is objectivity in this world and stuff 100%. Like that. People do need to realize that. And I think with masculinity, there is objective, overarching, like, laws that govern it, being a man in this world, being born as a man.
Right. That's why, to give a shout out to who suggested this specific episode, is at AveragePatriot.14. He said, really think it would be cool if you all talked about what history can teach the world about being man. P.S. Love the podcast. Learned a lot from your conversations. So just like how you said, I think there can be that overarching evidence on what it means to be a masculine man, what our understandings can, or how we can fathom the idea on what it means to be a man, because throughout the history, you can see what masculine men have shaped their society and the world into a place. And then you can see the weak men coming to, whether that be a leader or a king, and then have literally brought their country and the world into destruction because of their ego, because of their selfishness, because of the pride, because of too much pleasure and stuff like that. They don't focus on what the world, what the people need. They focus on how can they fulfill themselves, and they get very egotistical. That's why Roman Empire fell. That is one of the reasons why Roman Empire fell.
And it's a shame too, because, like I said, like, this, the current society is set up to,
but, I was going to say something and you just keep going back and forth.
But like I said, like, the current society is, like, set up for us to be comfortable. We have everything. We have all the bitches on our phone. We have,
all the girls.
Bitches. All the girls on our phone. We have food. We have abundance. We have people around us.
Now you can make money online easily. You can just sit at your house and do nothing. I mean, not have to go outside and work physically. Just be on your computer and
stuff, free. Work from home. This is what freedom does to people. Right. And that's why we're depressed. It's not because you don't have something. It's because you're not chasing after something.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean?
It's like people don't have a deeper outlook on what you need to do as a man and how you need to provide necessarily. You know what I mean? And not just that, but having the feeling of, you know, being obligated to provide for the family, provide for the society, provide for the world, and be that example, that positive example for the world, and not only think about yourself, but other people. That's what's, that is the biggest thing that's missing. People think about themselves more often than not.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to put it in my own way. I mean, obviously it's going to be like connected to what you guys said, but like when it's like the first thing that comes in my head, when I think of how it's different from like how it used to be even back in the histories, I think the purpose, right? The responsibilities, people don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like people are our age, they don't even have a goal anymore. Like when you ask them, what are your purposes? Like, what are you trying to accomplish in life? They don't have any, they don't have any purpose. So their day-to-day life looks like just everything's just always different. Even their routine every day is not same. It's always different. And the reason is because it's all over the place. They don't know what their goal is. Therefore, their day can look like one day they can play video games. Second day they can go and play soccer, for example. Third day they can go back to video games. And because their life is not
structured,
like structured in going towards a goal. And that goal is like, I mean, usually like when you have a purpose, right? Your day-to-day life looks same. Like, for example, in my case, working out in the morning and then probably reading a book, watching some educational videos, probably just rest, like scroll, whatever, and then go to practice again, right? And then come back, eat, go to sleep. Usually, like, athletes, schedule is like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Train, eat, and then sleep, and then train again, and like that, right? Someone that's a businessman hustles, you know what I mean? Either working from home or going out, you know, whatever their job may be.
Right?
But someone that doesn't have a purpose, it's all over the place. It's always about fun. It's always about somebody gives them a call. Yo, let's go out. They're going to go out because they don't have a schedule and they don't have that responsibility to be at whatever they have to be at. You know what I mean? So that's where it gets lost.
And I feel like we can kind of understand what masculinity is. And not even just that, like we don't wake up and think, how can I be a masculine man? We think we just look at our goals. We look at our desires. We look at our purpose, or we look at things that can fulfill us. But how we can kind of start to see like what it means to be masculine, or even not just that, but to start living a life of fulfillment, a life of purpose, is by looking into stories. Like, for example, the reason I was so addicted to like watching anime and watching these stories is because of the journey. It's because of watching this character. He starts from zero. He starts from being the worst, being this like so down bad, and then he starts leveling up, getting better and better. He starts overcoming challenges and he's on a journey, and you watch it and you're just like, wow, I want that in my own life. I want to go on a journey, the hero's journey. I want to go out and like conquer something and release this desire, this energy that I have.
And inspire others.
Exactly.
Through that same journey, yeah. I mean, even if we look at a couple of the things that we wrote down in terms of the traits as a masculine person, integrity, loyalty, patience, authenticity, humility, strength, whether that's mental, spiritual, physical, wisdom, love, care, serving. Like, these are the things that when you do practice and when you do, I guess, attain these traits in your life, then you will actually live your life pretty purposefully. You know what I mean? These are not a regular traits that anybody can have out of nothing. You need to really practice these and really want to have them and you know, live your life according to your true self. We had an episode with David. Check that out if you haven't. We talked about masculinity. We had him on as a guest because he served in the army. And these are some of those things that you learn in army and doing things that are about serving the country, serving the people, and the things that you learn from day-to-day basis when you have to go through hardships, being alone. You know, he shared a lot of the things, what it feels like being away from home, you know, overcoming the challenges that you thought you could never do. And not just that, but you need to, I guess, what we always preach is, you know, take on some kind of responsibility and do things in your life that is meaningful. Do things that is going to help your future, help your future kids, your family, help the community around you, help, you know, your friends, whatever that may be useful. You know, don't be the type of person who has to rely on other people. Don't be the type of person who sits there and just expects everything from other people, but not the other way around, not expecting to provide for other people and be that person that when somebody needs something, they come to you for that. You know, you have to have that feeling, you have to have that drive, especially as men. And that's what's missing. People don't have that. People are all out for themselves, especially like what we've seen in America and stuff, especially nowadays. It's like, what can I do for myself? It's not, oh, I don't care about what somebody does in their life. I mean, yeah, to some extent, you can't just be going around and you know, sticking your nose into other people's business too much. You have to mind your own business. But then at the same time, you have to have an understanding that it's not just about yourself. You don't do things just to help yourself. When you have helped yourself, now it is a very masculine, a very manly thing to go and help other people, to bring other people up, because unity is what creates strength. Unity is what creates the conquering idea of, you know, masculinity in the world. And that's what's missing.